This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Frank Clifford Perry IV, Defendant Appellant, decided December 23, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Plaintiff Respondent, v. No. SD 3885, filed December 23, 2024. Frank Clifford Perry IV, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Pemiscot County. Honorable Fred W. Copeland, Judge affirmed Frank Clifford Perry, Defendant, appeals his convictions after a jury trial on four counts of first-degree child molestation under POR 566.067, one count of second-degree statutory sodomy under 566.064, four counts of forgery under 570.090, one count of tampering with a witness under 575.270, one count of tampering with a judicial officer under 575.095, one count of first-degree harassment under OR 565.090, and one count of failure to appear under VOR 665. Warren defendant was sentenced to four consecutive life sentences plus 17 years imprisonment as a prior and persistent offender. On appeal, defendant alleges that the trial court won all statutory references are to RSMO 2016, as amended through the dates of each crime. Two, erred in excluding evidence of victims' allegations of sexual abuse by others, and that the trial court sentenced defendant based on a mistaken belief. Finding no error, we affirm. Factual background and procedural history. Defendant was charged with multiple felonies, including child molestation and statutory sodomy, involving two minors, victim and KM, victim's neighbor, who was 14 years old at the time. The relevant facts, viewed in a light most favorable to the verdict, are as follows. 2. Both KM and victim disclosed that defendant sexually abused them at various times, with victim also alleging that her mother participated in some of the acts. Victim initially did not disclose any acts of abuse by defendant, but after being placed in foster care, she gradually began confiding to her foster placement, her children's division worker, her counselor, and her teacher about the numerous incidents of sexual abuse committed by defendant. Victim described these incidents in detail. Victim said that she did not tell anyone initially because defendant told her to not tell anybody. On March 2, 2018, victim underwent a second forensic interview where she continued to disclose that she had been sexually abused by defendant. A recording of this interview was admitted into evidence and played for the jury. Victim made drawings during the interview, including a drawing of a person with a penis and another of her and defendant. As part of her disclosures throughout this time, victim also stated that she had been sexually abused by other individuals in addition to defendant. Prior to trial, the state filed a motion in limine to exclude evidence of victim's prior sexual abuse by anyone other than defendant under Part 491.0015, Missouri's Rape Shield Statute. 2 C State versus Mann, 129 SW 3462, 464, Moores App, SD 2004. 3. The motion was filed in part because, during a previous hearing, defense counsel asked each witness about victim's prior allegations of being molested by persons other than defendant. A pretrial hearing was held on the motion. Defense counsel argued that victim's allegations against others regarding other incidents of sexual abuse were necessary to determine whether victim is telling the truth or is not telling the truth. Defendant argued that the statute should not prevent him from cross-examining the witness concerning prior sexual abuse complaints to establish motive for the witness to fabricate the present complaint. On April 4, 2022, the trial court sustained the state's motion in limine, preventing defendant from eliciting any evidence regarding victim's disclosure of sexual contact involving any individuals other than defendant. Throughout trial and outside of the presence of the jury, defendant made various offers of proof regarding allegations made by victim against others. KJ, one of victim's caretakers, testified that she was unaware of any alleged allegations that victim made against her grandson. CD, the sexual assault forensic examiner and child abuse resource educator who interviewed victim regarding her allegations against defendant, testified that victim had alleged that she had been sexually abused by a child. CD testified that victim also made an allegation against another individual with the initials JLJR, victim's counselor, testified that victim made allegations of abuse against individuals other than defendant. JR reported these to the Children's Division on the hotline, but never verified whether they occurred or not. CM, victim's teacher, testified that victim made allegations against persons other than defendant. CM testified that she contacted the school counselor, who R.O.